My name is Zach Ayapa, aka Mama's Boy. You can call me the MB, you can call me Hey White Kid, or Get Out of Here. I don't care what you call me, but all I know is Jesus Christ loves me a whole lot, and that's why I'm here today, to show you guys how much Jesus loves me, how much he loves you. And let me just tell you guys a couple things. I'm a little different, and I'm a little weird, and I'm a little crazy, but I'm crazy about Jesus. That's why, okay? This is how I worship God. We all can worship God through a hula hoop, through a hip-hop beat, through a dance team. We're going to worship God today. If you know this song, sing along. Oh, he got crazy. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands, y'all. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Come on. If you're happy and you know it, and you really like to show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands, everybody. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
A lot of times I like to come and see what the crowd age is, and usually me being a Christian hip-hop performer, there's a lot of youth involved. As a remix to Happy and You Know It, it's a good song to come out to. Everybody knows the words to Happy and You Know It. It's a really good icebreaker. I have to break the ice because I'm a Christian hip-hop artist, which is like oxymoron. The more crowd participation there is, the easier it is for people to get involved.
When did you start rapping?
When I was about 15, 16 years old, I actually wrote a letter to a mentor of mine that I really looked up to that used to do a lot of hip-hop, Christian hip-hop, and then he kind of fell away, and you didn't really hear much about him. So I wrote him a letter, and I felt like him being an artist, he fell away from God, but him being an artist, I wrote him a letter and I was going to send it to him, but I felt like, well, maybe it would mean more something if I put it into like a song form. So that was kind of like the first song I wrote, per se, even though it was never recorded or anything, just something to help him find peace in his life and be able to build his relationship back up with God. He was able to receive it, and he said that really helped set the stage for him coming back and getting his life back together, because he was going through a lot of things. And so that was when I was about 14, 15. I started by just really realizing the story I had. I was adopted right before I turned 5 years old, and realizing that I came from a broken family, and God blessed me enough to put me into a new family, and I just seen a lot of faith-based actions that Jesus has been in my life that I can't explain, other than just his love being in his faithfulness being in my life, that I realized that I could maybe impact the youth around me and the kids around me coming from a broken family such as I did. And knowing that 50% of marriages end in divorce, you know, half the kids out there going through something, that they can kind of relate to my story.
How have your family and friends been about this endeavor? Supportive?
Very supportive. With my family, my parents being pastors of a church in Sherman, and seeing me go to travel to other churches and do a lot with the youth, they really support. They like it. You know, they'd rather me be in a church setting, you know, helping other kids get through situations rather than running the streets or being in the clubs or, you know, doing drugs or something. So all my family, they all buy my music. They all come to the shows when they have time to, and they all love the fact that I do what I do.
Dear Mama Pops, this one's for you. I can never repay you for what you did for me. Thank you. Thank you. Showing me his love, I said thank you. But never giving up, I said thank you. For answering the call, I said thank you. You did it all, I said thank you. For showing me his love, I said thank you. But never giving up, I said thank you. For answering the call, I said thank you. You did it all. Dear Mom and Dad, I just wanted to say thanks for giving me a chance, thanks for adopting me. You'll never know how much it means to me, taking a poor little white boy into your family. That was rough, and you had to make a sacrifice, but you answer call now, serving the living class.
And what about feedback from other people who are maybe seeing you perform for the first time? You know, does anyone think maybe it's odd to mix Christianity and rap, which has a reputation for violence and sexuality?
Right. There is the feedback. It usually is some people, I'll pull up to an event, and immediately there's just like kind of those judgmental glances, because a lot of old school churches will feel like, you know, all hip-hop music's of the devil, and all of it's just, you know, that's a whole genre, like you said, it's all about drugs, sex, and money, girls, blah blah blah, when really you can use that same type of music and make it into a positive way. So usually by the time I start a show, there's some judgmental or some thoughts of what I'm doing is probably a waste of time, but by the time I finish my set and they can actually relate to the music and see that I'm not about, you know, what the world thinks is okay, but I take a stand, and it's all faith-based. And I let my actions speak for me. It's not just saying I'm just up here singing songs. And, you know, I'm not about money or cars or girls or women. All those things fade away. I'm about trying to see people make better decisions and ultimately go after God.
So the topic you rap about is unique for the genre. You're white, which is kind of unique for the genre, but also being from Sherman, you're not from like an urban setting, obviously. Does that play into your rapping at all?
Yes and no. I can, you know, when before I was adopted, my biological mom lived in the hood. You know, we had I remember that apartment we lived in, and there was a couple break-ins and a couple things, but I don't really focus on that. You know, I try to stay on the positive things where, you know, that's where I would have been and that's where I could be today. If I have biological cousins that were in gangs and went to prison and did some stupid things, and I've talked to them, you know, recently, but as far as mixing in with my hip-hop, I kind of just stay clear and focus on other aspects of life.
So I hear you work at the food court at the mall serving Indian food. Mm-hmm. How did you get involved with that?
Well, being adopted, my father was born in India. He's a full-blooded Indian from Bangalore, India. And he moved to the United States when he was about 7 years old to New York. And then when he was about 12, I believe, he ended up in Illinois. Long story short, we started doing the India food, India booth in the Ethnic Village at the State Fair for about 19 years now. And the first 4 or 5 years they started, I was real young. I can't really remember, but people hated it. You know, they didn't like it. They wanted the gyros and the basic, you know, food they were used to. But after 4 or 5 years, it became really, really popular to now, you know, 15, 16 years later, we have people saying, you know, this is the only reason we come to the Ethnic Fest is to get the food. They love the food. And so then we started a restaurant at the mall, and just based on people's requests saying you have to do more than just the fair, because we take vacation time, work 10 days out of the fair, and it's a lot of work. And then we've added some extra festivals throughout the year, but we added some Indian food, but we realized that not everybody in Springfield's going to be hyped up on Indian food. So we have some ribeyes and corn dogs and burgers and gyros, if you will, and some other side dishes. And we're looking to extend the restaurant to some different locations.
So your life really does seem like a unique blend of cultures for a kid living out in Sherman.
Yeah, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. My dad's Indian. My uncle's Iranian. I have an aunt who's Australian. So our family's very diverse. And coming together for family events, you know, we get Persian food and Indian food and Australian food. And we have all these different. I mean, it's really cool to see our background. And we have such a big and saying I'm adopted. I have another brother that was adopted into the same family, and we were raised as cousins. And, you know, half my cousins were all adopted. So we have a big, none of us look alike. You know, it's crazy, but it's an awesome story to dig into. Just a glimpse of my Lord. Working under rocks and I'm digging in the dirt. Swim across the ocean, pay attention to church. God, if you hear me, this is my cry. If you are near, please don't pass me by. I just need your voice and I just need your grace. A little understanding mixed with some faith. Check my heart and make it pure. Give me purpose and make it clear. My life, and you know I won't fight. Just spit in the dirt and give me my sight. Give me some vision, send me on a mission. Give me a challenge, you know I'll accept it. I'll never stop and I'll always go. Even on the hard, cold, lonely roads. Jesus, you are my true love. I said everything I am got to come from above. Jesus, die for me, now I will live for you. There is nothing in this world I would rather do. I'm saying, search with all your heart, seek me and find me when you search with all your heart, seek me and find me when you search with all your heart.